Rain that developed across the western Corn Belt yesterday will likely advance across the Mississippi River into portions of the eastern Midwest here today and tomorrow, with the additional precipitation likely towards the first part of next week. But until we get to that point, most of the rain is in the eastern Midwest is going to be rather erratic and mostly light. We don't think there will be very much in the way of significant moisture boosting during the next 2 days, although there will be enough precipitation out there to temporarily disrupt some harvest activity. The greatest rain yesterday was focused on the Dakotas and Nebraska, as well as portions of Minnesota and western Iowa. Those areas saw plenty of rain, but the storm system is moving to Ontario, Canada, and only a light shower activity pattern will likely occur to the south of this as the system moves off to the northeast, so portions of the central and western Corn Belt will have a chance for some showers today, but we're not expecting the precipitation to be very impressive. At this hour, we are seeing showers occurring across the region from Minnesota down into Missouri and parts of Illinois, but a lot of the precipitation outside of Minnesota and the upper Midwest in general is very light and also rather erratically distributed. I think we'll see that as a trend through a fair amount of the day today. There's some stronger thunderstorms beginning to pop up in portions of Arkansas, and some of that may work its way a little further to the north, maybe reaching into the lower Midwest at some point as we get into the evening and overnight tonight and continuing tomorrow. The area that will see the greatest precipitation potential in this first 24-hour period will be in the lower parts of the Ohio River Valley, and in particular in that area from northeastern Arkansas, southern Missouri, and parts of Tennessee and Kentucky. That's where these thunderstorms are starting to head toward, and we'll likely see that verify as time moves forward here. But as we get into the day tomorrow, we'll see the showers expand across a larger part of the eastern Midwest. Most of the precipitation will occur from Missouri to Ohio and parts of Michigan, and we'll expect to see maybe a couple tenths to three-quarters of an inch of rain possible in some of that region. The precipitation could linger a little bit Saturday morning in the immediate Ohio River Valley area, but that should be the end of the precipitation for this first little disturbance. Then the remnants from Hurricane Patricia will work their way across central Mexico and into parts of Texas as we go forward through this next two-day period. Patricia is going to be, or already has, set a record for the strongest sustained wind speed at 200 miles per hour, noted just a few hours ago. The storm may still intensify somewhat during the course of the day today as it moves closer to the coast of what central West Mexico. The storm is moving, it will move inland overnight tonight, and we'll likely see a substantial amount of rain and extremely windy conditions occurring across some of that area. But what's important for our forecast is that the remnant moisture from this storm will not only come into Texas and produce 2 to 7 inches of rainfall over the weekend, but it will also stream up into portions of the Delta and the lower eastern Midwest, and we'll see rain totals running 1 to 2 inches in some locations across our region. The precipitation will be welcome. It probably won't be enough to saturate the soil and induce some significant runoff so that rivers and stream flows can start to improve across the region, but it's a start, and follow-up systems will be necessary in order to get our river flows back to normal. In the meantime, another storm system will evolve in the northern plains over the late weekend and will come across the Midwest early to midweek next week, producing some additional light rainfall across portions of the region. So for the next 7 days, we probably will see a lot less favorable conditions for farming activity, although today and tomorrow's precipitation will be erratic enough to still promote some farming activity. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.